Hello, and welcome to this soundcast. In the next 10 minutes, you'll hear about children's perilous playtimes. It's interesting that these recorded stories all came from men. Do you think it's true that boys will be boys? Surely you couldn't get up to mischief in the school playground. Or could you?
We used to, the game that we used to play that I can remember, the school game, was rounders. But we had used to play a lot of leapfrog in the playtime. We also used to throw a lot. And I can remember four of us being hauled up in front of Mr. Garrett for breaking windows in the school. Can't remember what punishment we had. I think they kept us in at playtime and stopped us playing games for a period.
I wonder if Mr. Garrett was the head teacher. It sounds like the boy's punishment fitted the crime for breaking the school windows. What do you think? The next story is about boys who played in a quarry. They were very ingenious with their games, but even thinking about what they got up to makes the speaker sweat.
But we used to, they used to roam across the field, and there was, of course there were abandoned quarries there. We used to climb down into these quarries. When I go back and look at the way we used to climb down and climb up these quarries, it fried us. I've got weaker than he's now. Of course, the great thing there was to go down in the quarry and pinch one or two or three matches from home and have a fire. Oh, we used to enjoy going and get this fire blazing up, a fire sitting around this fire. If you could get one or two potatoes, put them in the middle, they were more burnt than cooked. Burnt black on the outside and raw right in the middle, but oh, we did enjoy it. Yeah, so lovely.
Did your parents tell you not to play here? Or did anybody worry about safety then, like they did?
No, I don't think so. They didn't know. Well, they didn't know about us going down the quarry. Well, they probably did. There was one quarry that was reasonably safe, but there was another one that was very, very, well, it was dangerous, there's no doubt about it. And there was a chute, there were two rails that went from the quarry bottom to the top, and there were old trucks there, and we used to get, not the actual truck, but just the bed. Base and the four wheels, and we used to drag this up as far up these rails as we could and jump on and go down. But the only thing was, you had to remember to jump off because it overturned. It's making me sweat now thinking about it. But there was an incident. It wasn't a game really, but triggered my memory off. During the war, of course, there were evacuees from, from Coventry, and there were quite a few came up from London. And in one of the quarries, one Saturday morning, the armed guard are going up there. So we got up there, and they'd got bottles of phosphorus that they'd got to be disposed of. So we were throwing these bottles of phosphorus against the rock face of the quarry. And they went off, bang! And I shall always remember, and I regret, it'll regret to the day of my life, that one of these, it went off with a bang, and one of these little lads from London, he was terrified. He ran off down the road, ran home, and everybody laughed. Mm. Oh, no, that's something I regret.
Yeah.
I really do. But after that, for a week or so after that, if you went to the side of the quarry, we had more sense than go down because the phosphorus was still spilling down the side of the rocks. If you got a brick end or a stone or a bit of gravel and threw it, there was a spark and the flame shot up for about 6 or 9 inches. That was great. That really was exciting. Yes.
It's interesting to hear that despite all the danger, the thing he most regrets is his behaviour to one of the evacuees from London. If you thought a quarry was a dangerous place to play, what about a mine? danger didn't stop our final speaker from having adventures at a colliery.
I was involved with them in a lot of the childhood escapades, especially around the colliery after it had closed. And it was nothing for us to go out day after day, roaming round as a small gang of children. Of course, there was no danger in those days of being got at by anybody. We used to go out in the fields, and we used to go around the colliery, climbing up the screens, and the only danger, of course, was the mine shafts, which were not particularly protected because they were just left as they finished the work. The one thing that always sticks in my memory was the old colliery spoil bank, which they used to take all the coal that was of no use, dump it on the top and let it slide down. And it was, I would say it was about 150 feet high and probably occupied 2 or 3 acres by the time it was completed. But as children we used to go on the top of this bank, and there was an old shed there. I remember this family of Kinsons and myself and one or two more of them, we dismantled part of this shed with corrugated iron sheets, turned up the front and decided that we'd do a skiing effort down the side of this spoil heap. Of course, in those days it was a matter of spontaneous combustion, and part of it was alight and smouldering. So four of us used to get on this sheet of zinc, push it over the edge and slide down this toboggan, do a bit of tobogganing down this thing. But one day we all came off and landed in this hot ash, and quite a few of us got our legs burnt and shoes. Other occasions around the colliery, there used to be what they call the powder house. And I often shudder nowadays to think of the tricks we used to get up to and why we were not blown sky high, because when the miners used to go down the pit, they used to collect this powder from the powder house in little tins which they had with a screw top on. And there'd be a man in the powder house issuing this gunpowder, which they used to blow the coal underground, and they'd fill these little tins and just knock it, put the cap on, hand it to the miner, and he'd go away. But under the door of this thing, when they shut it, there was powder floating about which had dropped from the tins. We as children used to go and scrape this powder together on a bit of paper, take it a few yards away, and we used to have great fun in lighting it and seeing it go not realising that it could have tracked itself back to the powder magazine. However, fortune must have been on our side, because nothing ever happened.
It's amazing that these four children survived playing at the colliery. Even the speaker says he often shudders nowadays to think of the tricks he used to get up to and why they weren't all blown sky high. We're nearly at the end of this soundcast. I wonder whether you ever broke a window, trespassed in a dangerous place, or played with fire. Can you think of any other perilous playtimes? This soundcast is part of the Sounds Familiar project in partnership with the British Library, Leicester University, National Lottery Heritage Fund, and Leicestershire County Council. Bye for now!